This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad, Adam, Dave, all here. Good guests for today. I want to jump into something under the pretext of would you, could you? Dave, hit the audio.
On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man, that young man, I forgive him.
That's Erica Kirk over the weekend at an event, Adam, where I think they said to the Wellstone funeral folks, hold my beer, right? The Wellstone funeral turned into a rally for the Democrats.
Yep.
Charlie Kirk's political murder has turned into a rally for the Republicans, in particular that day, okay? But this is Erica Kirk. She has lost her husband to a murder. Her children will not know their father. Horrifying, indefensible, despicable, political assassination. I thought it was also in incredibly poor taste to me, bringing her out to pyrotechnics. She's grieving about her husband. And it's as if the Arizona Cardinals have been announced. Okay, that's just me. Am I a lesser person if at this point some of the very small group of people who mean everything to me, if they were murdered in this way where I'm just projecting because I haven't faced this and I certainly hope I will never face it and I hope nobody else ever has to face it, but they will. Am I a lesser person if I don't think right then and there I could say, I forgive you?
I don't think so. I think, and a lesser person is, like I'm thinking about, okay, like over time, if it consumes you.
Yep.
And I wouldn't call that person a lesser person, just I don't know what the word is, but no, and that, certainly not. I don't think anger is a real reaction to something.
Yeah.
Bitterness is a real reaction to something. And the problem with anger and bitterness, though, is it can consume you. And I think all humans, there are provable ways to cope with things like that. And certainly forgiveness, whether it's in the guise of a religion or not.
Which is what she's laying out.
Absolutely.
Which is obviously her right. I'm not faulting anyway. I'm not saying she's wrong. Don't take this in any way.
No.
No.
But I think that is a understandable reaction as well.
Yeah, and I think one of your points that was so valid, too, is if something traumatic happens in your life and you just go back to it over and over and over and over and over again, and this is in a rare, rare, rare category. Having parental issues, having friendship issues, having job issues, those certainly can be very impactful. I'm sorry, that's not the same thing as your husband murdered.
Yep.
The man you're in love with, he's 31. You have a son and a daughter, and your best friend is gone. Mm-hmm. But there are people who will belabor, and you just want to say at some point, and it for Erica Kirk, if she didn't feel this way, it'd be a long ways. There's no way somebody would be saying, hey.
Get over it.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah.
So nobody's saying that. I've heard this before, and I think I talked about this one time before, and I remember getting some text here where people were very upset with me when I was just being honest. I'm saying I'm not wishing, like, again, I'm projecting. I wouldn't be wishing harm to his family, but I could not, if something happened to any of my children right now, 5 days, 10 days, 2 weeks, say, because of my religion, or not because of my religion, whatever I base my core beliefs on, I'm going to forgive you. I couldn't do it at that point. And I don't fault anybody who feels that way. And I think sometimes people are like, well, you're missing something because of that. No, you just have something that you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to presuppose that you shouldn't emphasize it as much as you do. And if you feel like it makes you a better person, makes your life better, good on you.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean I'm not up to your moral standards if I haven't reached that point yet.
Yeah, I can even take morality out of it in saying that the way I would push back on that is if it's affecting you so negatively. And I'm not saying that the answer to that is forgiveness. What is the answer then? Is it talking to somebody and dealing with those emotions? What I'm saying is it is absolutely understandable for somebody to say, I am absolutely not forgiving this person for something that they did to me. But if it's absolutely consuming them,
mm-hmm.
well, okay, if it's not forgiveness, there's got to be some other avenue, because it's not good for your health to feel that way.
Dave, I'd pick up on that and say, at some point, you can say, you're indefensible, life-altering decision, which changed our path and took my husband's life. You're not going to ruin the rest of my life. But for a lot of people, that takes an extended period of time to get there.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not expecting anybody who was in Erica Kirk's position, or even other situations we don't talk as much because there's not as much publicity about it, to feel like, well, within 5 days they have to offer up forgiveness or they're missing out on something.
It's not, I don't think it's a bad thing at all for somebody to say, if they're in that situation, I'm sorry, I can't do it right now. In time, I hope to.
Mm-hmm.
In time, I hope my heart gets there, but right now, I just can't do it. I'm thinking about myself and my husband. I'm thinking about my kids not having a father that they will pretty much ever know, especially for the youngest, the one-year-old.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if she's able to do that, if that's something that she can do to heal herself, to take away the feelings of hate and wanting revenge and everything else, good on her. It's amazing.
But not better than those who feel different.
No, it's just different. It's that we all grieve different. We all go through trauma differently. And for her to take that step and say, you know, I need to do this right now, because that's, you know, either A, what I've been taught via my religion, or B, that's just how I need to purge those negative feelings and do it as quickly as possible. Good for her.
I'd love a lot of feedback on this, including phone calls. Were you going to elaborate a little bit more than just a text? 651-461-9226. What do you think about your own personal reaction when you've seen this before and other just grotesque examples? Do you think you could do it? Do you feel different about people who can offer up that forgiveness right away versus those who may take more time, maybe never get there? Maybe say, you murdered my husband, I'm never getting there. I could see how somebody could feel that way for the entirety of their life, Dave. I hope it doesn't cause them to miss out on, some point, the other aspects of joy that you want them to have, right?
There's plenty of people who do feel that way. Family members of, you know, people who have been murdered for decades show up at the murderer's, you know, execution. I don't think there's a lot of forgiveness there when you're watching them die.
No, there's not. 651-461-9226 to your calls and texts when we come back. I want to talk about Aquarius. We are having great weather. This month has been very, very good. Sadly, it's now fall. Nowhere near as strong as summer. Dave, our show is summer believers.
Strong. Strong believers.
To show our willingness to accept others who don't meet our intellectual standards, we let this guy, Mr. Calendar, Mr. Make-up-his-own-calendar here, because he suggested fall started a month ago at the fair. Okay. He's a bozo. Okay. So let's separate him from Aquarius. Bozo out of the Aquarius spot. I know you're thinking it's going to be 80 in a couple of days. Why would I start thinking about my furnace? Because like Scottie Scheffler playing great this weekend in the Ryder Cup, winter is inevitable. Scottie vanquishing players this week, inevitable. Winter coming to our state, inevitable. So you need that furnace to work efficiently, effectively, and at a cost point that you like. How about from AquariusHomeServices.com, a $29 furnace tune-up? Today is the 24th. It's ending in 6 days. Don't wait. Earning the right to be recommended around since 1987. Of course, they have all the water, but they work with that utility room. Don't wait. Get that furnace ready for winter. AquariusHomeServices.com.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's look at a number of texts. Get to a phone call or two. We're talking about Erica Kirk and her willingness to offer up forgiveness to the man who murdered her husband. Are we lesser if we can't do that as quickly as Erica Kirk offered that during the event this weekend? 651-461-9226. A couple questions related to Wellstone here, Adam. Let's get to each one. Big difference between Charlie Kirk and Paul Wellstone. Kirk was a podcast or propagandist. Paul Wellstone was a legitimate politician. Of course, his funeral will reflect that. Do you see it that way?
No, when we're looking at both just the quote-unquote memorial services for both, I think both.
Both should honor the individuals who are there as opposed to taking the opportunity to destroy their perceived opponents.
Yeah.
And the Wellstone funeral very quickly became that.
Yes.
And I offered up criticism the next day right away. We didn't have Twitter. And when I watched the the Kirk Memorial. And I get it at both events. There are people there who love him,
mm-hmm.
who miss him. But to me, when you have an individual who is pretty close to a free speech absolutist, and now what has happened if you review some of his comments said that some of us were bothered by, who are you to say anything?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Kirk said a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of stuff that people absolutely loved and followed and others found abhorrent. And Charlie Kirk, I meant to bring this up, when South Park did a satire of him,
mm-hmm.
not complimentary. You know who loved it? Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
He went out of his way to laugh about it,
yep.
and have fun about it. Bravo. When among the folks leading the they, the we, the us is Megyn Kelly. My God, as if every liberal pulled the trigger
yeah.
on Charlie Kirk. One deranged individual took a man's life at 31. And for me, if found guilty, I think he should go to death. I know you two have different views on the death penalty. But we're so quick now to, if something awful happens to someone who's a liberal, all conservatives are happy about it. No, they just don't agree. And there are many who do, and it's awful on either side. Okay. But the idea that this is your opportunity to say, all liberals were happy about this, yeah. or the other one, look at all the people who were more outraged by Jimmy Kimmel losing his show than a man murdered. Those individuals who were more bothered by that, they deserve your scorn. But to label everybody in that category
right.
just because they don't agree with your politics is just, it's sad. And the worst thing is, it works.
Yeah, it does work.
It just works. Here's another Wellstone part. Debatable question for you guys. I remember at the Wellstone funeral, a lot of pushback. The Kirk Memorial hasn't received the same treatment, this person says. Should it have? What do you think? Is it harder?
It's a lot harder.
Yeah.
Especially for what you were just talking about. If you voice those opinions, there's going to be a lot of people saying, how dare you tell us how to grieve?
Yeah. Or how dare?
And I think a lot of people would have expected that. Even if you didn't agree with Charlie Kirk, I think many people would look at a Charlie Kirk memorial service like that, especially at the location with the people involved and the numbers of people involved, fully expected to be what it was.
We did. I still think it should have been a moment just to honor him. And I think most of those folks are capable of it. Donald Trump's not.
No.
It's just simple. He's not. Every day he wakes up, how can this day benefit me, including on a friend's death? And again, the Kimmel joke, which people forget, is when a reporter is asking Donald Trump a compassion question, how are you grieving? Very good. Look at the construction mm-hmm. over there. And what was it? The fourth. We're going to play it later when we get to the Kimmel return. The fourth stage of grief is construction.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's a funny joke.
It is.
It is. And by the way, among the folks who said it's a funny joke, Joe Rogan
yeah.
said it's a funny joke. Another text. We'll get to a couple calls here. Good on her for forgiveness. If she did the opposite, look out. I don't think so. Do you?
No. I mean, there would be, yeah, absolutely, there would be people criticizing her for, see, it's vengeance, and that where's your Christianity?
Yeah, I guess someone might say, wait, Charlie was all about Scripture. You're all about Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met Erica Kirk. I'm probably never going to meet. I just think it's genuine. I think she. Yeah. I don't think she was doing that just because she had to betray it. That's my view. Tim, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Hi, guys. I certainly think it's admirable she said that. And, you know, if it can do anything to tone down the temperament of society and, you know, de-escalate some things, I think that's a great side effect of that. But no, I don't think anybody should be judged for not being able to do that. I don't think, thank God, most of us can't even imagine,
yes,
you know, having a family member assassinated. But I don't think we should be judged. I think for those of us that are Christians and believe in God, we know that that's what the Bible preaches. But the Bible also preaches that people have free will and make decisions in their own time. And maybe people would get to that point at some point. I have a hard time believing I would. I have a lot harder time if somebody hurts a family member or a friend of mine than if they do something that hurts me. I can water off the duck's back that pretty quickly, but hurt a family member or a friend of mine, I have a really hard time letting that go. And so I wouldn't be able to do what she did.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate the phone call. Mike, you're next. You're on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Morning, guys. I'm wondering if it's possible that, you know, I wouldn't be able to fully even process the situation myself.
Yeah.
But even if she wasn't quite there in forgiving, do you think it's possible that she knew that with her position and that moment, she knew she would have to take it and to try to turn down the temperature? You know, I'm thinking that, you know, maybe she saw her role as a public figure and she did that for the greater good.
What do you think about that, Adam? That's a very good point. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
If that's the case, bravo.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's genuine that, like, that's her religious belief and that she's doing as Jesus Christ would do.
Yep. I think both deserve praise.
Absolutely.
Right? If, as Mike said, and you could see that, like, you're waking up every morning, this just didn't happen. There's no, Charlie's going to walk in the door. I said to you, I still keep waiting for my dog to walk in the door named Charlie. And again, I love my dog. That's not your husband. Okay. And so if she decided for the country's betterment or even knowing what was happening that day, when again, right after she says it, Donald Trump said, oh, I'm not going to do that. He couldn't even in that moment said beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it lay right there. He just won't do it. That moment said beautiful words.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it lay right there. He just won't do it. Are you going to get us food?
Sure.
Excellent. Dave, what would you like? I'm buying.
I already ate.
I mean, you could have it for later.
That's okay. I don't need it. I'm fine. Thank you, though.
What'd you
have? I appreciate it. I had a Sammy.
Yeah? What was in it?
A salami. Other stuff, some hot peppers.
Sounds good.
Not bad, right?
It was good. It was
cheese?
Good. Oh, yeah. Provolone.
Provolone? What are your thoughts on cheese in this sandwich, Mr. Cheese Hater?
That sounds like a perfect sandwich for provolone.
Yeah. You want to explain to people again your position on cheese?
The most overrated part of a cheeseburger is the cheese. Stand by.
Stand proud.
Yep.
By yourself.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Were you using any of these sound bites during your 6 hours of morning radio on the mothership right here on WCC Radio, Monday and Tuesday? And if not, why not?
What kind of sound bites?
I mean, all the things you're saying there that caused Dave and I to chuckle every Wednesday. You could have worked those in.
It's too early in the morning for that crowd, I think. Oh, my gosh.
You mean they have no sense of humor? Come on. Okay.
Yeah, no, I don't think I made any noises.
Oh, really?
I probably did.
No noises.
Uh-oh.
No.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay, what's going on in the background here?
Oh, Lord, why? Can you hear everything always?
Yes.
Okay.
I've got cameras and microphones at the house, too. I forgot to tell you that.
Jeez. Great. That's great.
So far, it's been very dull. I got to be honest, just you staying inside 23 hours a day.
Well, you know, I mean, wait, I don't know when that happened to me either, because I used to be fun. I used to want to do things. I used to go places. And now I'm like, meh, no thanks.
Trust me, I know someone who's asked you to go to happy hour like 18 times. I know this person. You're like, maybe. I don't know. I got a thing, you know. Maury Povich is on, you know. I mean,
reruns of the Brady Bunch. I don't know.
It's Sally Jesse Raphael is on. Who is the guy? Morton Downey Jr.
Oh, you pulled that out of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly. He's smoking and just screaming at people. Maybe, okay, so you're back in next Monday and Tuesday, right?
Yes, in for Vineet.
Okay. I think Monday you come out as the hot talk, angry Rena. You know, people expect nice, kind, consider. Monday, you just start going after every text, just going after Jimmy, Steve. Just shock people, at least for 30 minutes, and see how people react.
Well, I will tell you, when I agreed to do this, I didn't realize that I had to do the newscast after Sunday Night Football. So I will be coming in on about 3 hours sleep.
Oh.
So we'll see how that goes.
Now, wait a second. Now, so you normally, you're not doing the Sunday Night News because you know your station has had Sunday Night Football for a while. I'd say, Dave, this would be a peck of an indictment if Rena just realized Care 11 has the highest rated show on over-the-air TV. It still is, right? Nothing's even close, I think.
Sunday Night Football?
Yeah.
No, good question. I mean, it's usually live sports for sure.
Yeah, live sports. Okay, so who do we got? Do we know who we have? We don't have the Vikings because we got the Vikings at 8:30 a.m., which for my...
Dallas.
Who in Dallas? Packers in Dallas. So we got the Parsons rematch game. So that's... I guess like 7:20, 10:25. Then we do the on-field interview, which is normally dull and adds absolutely nothing. Then we get Chris, Mike, and the crew. You're going to start at around 1 a.m. I think 1 a.m. is about. So why don't you just come right here? There's the green room.
In one of the bays.
Yeah. Jerusha, when he used to just be on with me on Thursdays, he sometimes would come over here and sleep on the couch in the green room. Just sleep right here.
Instead of going all the way home?
Yeah.
He would come in studio? He doesn't just phone it in like I do?
No, he would actually come in. We'd like to see that effort, wouldn't we?
A little bit of dedication would be okay.
Now, minor point, his work is, you know, 4 blocks from here. Your work's 10 minutes from here. You're not that far.
But it's usually in the middle of my work day. You don't want me to get fired now, do you?
No, of course not.
Wow,
no.
Wow. There was so much hesitation there.
Of course
not.
Of course. Okay, what time do you normally arrive?
At work?
Yeah.
Like 10 to 6.
10? Wow. Okay. This would be, you know what this would be like? Taking a lunch break.
Driving all the way to downtown Minneapolis, parking, making my way up to the studio.
Yeah. Did they give you a fob?
I do have a fob now.
Oh, impressive.
How about that?
Do you have an office?
Gosh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know where the offices are.
A cubicle? I mean, no. How about a locker? They still have lockers back down that hall, don't they?
Do we?
I think they might. Brad, let's get Rena a locker.
Eh, a cubby. We don't want to give a lock on it. She'd never open it.
Well, then there's upstairs.
I've never been there.
I'm trying to think the last time I walked up this. I think Shaletta was just causing all sorts of trouble up there. So how about this? This will work out well. We'll take Shaletta's stuff down and put you in Shaletta's area. That'll work out fine for you.
Why would you do such a thing to me?
Exactly. That would not be good. Okay. I think you're way too hard on yourself. I think you sounded outstanding. We did talk about this for a while yesterday off air. Give me your impressions. What surprised you about just being a part of the show?
Well, Jimmy is phenomenal. He's kept me on track. You know, he's the pro. He's done it for, I don't know, 183 years now. And so that was nice because I did feel a little lost at times. But it's a constant. It's unlike when I filled in on 9 to noon, where it feels like things take a little bit longer. There's more space. This was kind of like, chippity-choppity, get going because traffic and weather's next. And so that part was, it felt more like a newscast to me. So I kind of enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah, the makeup of the morning show is so different than 93 and even so different from 3 to 6 because Jason is a little bit what Vanita has. You know, we keep going to traffic and weather because morning shows have done that forever. No dirty little secret. We make money on it, you know, and so it's harder to have longer segments. But then if you want to have that pace, if you want to go from topic to topic quickly, some of the guests are inclined to say, I only want to do 5-6 minutes. They don't want to do 12-14 minutes. Then it works that way. You know, but it is a completely different feel from 9 to 3. That is for sure.
Well, I just feel like on the later shows, I get sick of hearing myself talk. So I know everyone else is getting sick of hearing me talk. And no one wants my opinion on anything. So
that is not true. That is absolutely
totally true.
Dave,
I don't even care what I have to say.
Yeah. Dave, let's talk about the number of people who care about what Rena says. You go first.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you first.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like 10 names out of you, and then I'll chime in. Give me 10. I'll jot them down. 10 people who care about Rena's opinion.
My mom.
Does your daughter care about your opinion?
No. Good. 100% no.
Well, we're in the same boat there.
That's not what I heard. I've heard that. Rena's 100% correct on that. None of my family cares about my opinion. So I'm not excited. I do, Rena. I'm the one person. That's why I want you to come out as just a flamethrower. What do you think about that idea? She just comes out as just going after all these Minnesota hardcore issues and cites her Pittsburgh upbringing mm-hmm. to go after this.
Steel City.
It's in my veins. It's in my blood.
It is. It is it.
You can take the girl out of Pittsburgh, but you can't take the Pittsburgh out of the girl.
That could be a part of the open, too, right there. All right, let's pause right here. Other topics for our favorite WCCO radio employee, Rena Sargentopoulos. Right, you're an employee? I mean, if it's you or Adam, I mean, give me a break. I'm picking you every single time. Maybe Rena needs to head over to Stretch Lab later today. Maybe she can sneak out of work. There's one not far away. I know that. Stretch Lab can help anybody depending upon your age, your health, your flexibility. You could have the 16-year-old cross-country runner who just runs and runs and runs. They go to one of the dozen-plus Stretch Lab locations in town. They take that 50-minute session. They're still going to feel better. Also, the 67-year-old man or woman, doesn't matter, who sits on that chair over and over and over again and never gets up, they can help you. Trained professionalists will give you that evaluation. talk to you, how they'd work with Rena compared to me versus Dave, compared to Adam, all different. I've been going for 6 years. It's worth it. You're going to feel better. You're going to feel taller, and you're going to wonder when you can go again. Trust me, it helps me out on a regular basis. Stretchlab.com. Dave, with a little George Michael here.
Excuse me, this is Wham.
Wham, I know. I didn't want to disrespect Andrew Ridgely. Rena, pro or con on Wham or George Michael?
Pro, but I will tell you, my husband is like a super fan. Like when he passed away, I think he had a vigil somewhere in the house.
Still is a candle lit somewhere?
Probably.
Yeah. See, like right now, you're going to lunch. This is what you could do while you're coming down here. Maybe next Wednesday.
I'm going to lunch?
That's what I decided. Dave, you decided that too, didn't you?
I didn't decide that, but sure, I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
What do you think she's getting?
Jimmy John's.
I was thinking Panera.
Well, I know. I mean, I know that area well. Love Pizza's right nearby, and it's fantastic. Jersey Indeed. Mike's, Lat 14.
No. Yes.
Brookview. Actually, Brookview has an underrated food set up there.
Really?
Yeah, they do. My ex, Kathleen, who you've met a couple times, doesn't live that far away. Maybe you're swinging over to have lunch with her?
Be nice.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine the trouble she and I would get into?
Yeah, I don't really. That probably is not good for me. So, no, don't go there. Don't go there for lunch. Can I, I'm springing this on. Can I bring up a sad, can I bring up a sad topic?
Sure.
You probably know what I'm going to say, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because we haven't talked about this on air yet, and I still get text every time you're on talking about Baxter. So the floor is yours.
Well, I know we made lots of jokes about Baxter, but we had to put him down during the state fair. One of his little back legs stopped working, and I thought maybe he just had it like dislocated. So I made an appointment quickly, and just turned out there was nothing else they could do for him. And he was 15, and obviously he was having a hard time, so it was the right decision.
I am very sorry. You know that. You were incredibly kind to me when we lost Charlie. And I mentioned Adam. I still miss Charlie, right? And so Baxter has been so essential. And you're 100% right. We had a little fun with it here. But I know how much you and your entire family just felt like Baxter was just with you guys. Just was always a part of it. And maybe... needed a little anxiety help. Guess what? Sometimes I need a little anxiety help, right? And so my best to you, that is, you made the right decision, though.
I know.
We have to honor our dogs, even when it is the absolute worst.
Well, thank you for your kindness. I know, again, lots of jokes about poor little Baxter, and regardless of how he behaved here, he was still very much loved.
Well, that almost adds to it, right? You know, it adds to the memories that will stay with you, that are indelible with you, that they're funny. And sometimes the stories we have in life, when you're right in the middle of them, Dave, they're not that funny. You're like, please, I want this to end. But then when it's a week later or a month later, a year later, and you're telling the story, Dave, it's funny. And I'm sure, you know, listen, tell everybody where you're at, too. It's like the three of us.
Yeah, my dog is edging up on about 15, we think, best guess. And, yeah, he's had his struggles the last couple of years. There's absolutely no doubt about it. So I know the time is coming. I hope it's not coming quickly, but I know it's there, and I know when it does, I'm going to be emotional, probably a bit of a wreck, and that's okay. And I'll tell the stories about when he was a good boy and when he was a terrible boy. Luckily, he's been much more of a good boy.
Yeah. And it tells us how much we love him, right? Or in your case, love him, you know, so... I didn't want to bring it up. I know I've made you cry many times before. That's normally if we're together talking and you are crying because you're like, why am I really with this person?
Pity tears.
You know, I mean, so many. I could be back at in the bunker at home and I'm with this guy for some reason. So I didn't bring it up for tears. I just brought it up because I think there's a lot of people out here who have enjoyed your stories about Baxter and we're just curious.
Well, thanks to everybody who chimed in on his adventures along the way.
You still have, about 74 other pets at the house? Is that what the number I'm at now?
That's accurate. That's accurate.
That is. Where
are you? At a chinchilla next week.
Oh, geez. Why not?
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Why not? I mean, how about an alligator? You know, they'd be good, right?
Sure. They don't get very big.
Are you on a work assignment now, or are you on a personal? We want to know where you're going right now.
I'm actually headed into work.
Oh, there we go.
I decided to sit in my driveway. They will not drive because every time I drive, you always tell me I'm in a wind tunnel.
Well, that's because you have four windows open and you're going 90 down the highway, screaming, "I'm Rena. You can't pull me over." So I don't think that's really allowed.
You know. That's what my license plate says, too.
Exactly. All right. Have a great day. You were great the last 2 days. You will be next week, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, boys.
Our friend, Rena Sargentopoulos. I forget where Vanita is. She's on some great trip, so enjoy Vanita. And that's why you're getting more of Hauser. By the way, we got Hauser today, too, because he wants to honor Stan Turner, who passed away couple days ago. We want to honor Stan and talk other politics. Next hour, Arthur Kaplan on Trump, Tylenol, and autism.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.